Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. John, what is next?
Listen, we're going to go straight to AIPAC 2018 as Nikki Haley delivers her speech on what she's doing at the United Nations to protect Israel. Watch now.
As many of you know, one of the UN agencies with the worst track record of Israel bias is UNESCO. Among many other ridiculous things, UNESCO has the outrageous distinction of attempting to change ancient history. UNESCO recently declared one of Judaism's holiest sites, the Tomb of the Patriarchs, as a Palestinian heritage site in need of protection from Israel. That was enough. 10 months into this administration, the United States withdrew from UNESCO. Lots of other things that we do, big and small, week after week, to fight back against the UN's Israel bullying. Every month at the Security Council, we have a session devoted to the Middle East. And every month, this session becomes an Israel bashing session. This has gone on month after month for decades. This was news to me when I arrived. It was actually shocking. I came out of the first session and publicly said, if we want to talk about security in the Middle East, we should talk about Iran, or Syria, or Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, the famine in Yemen. There are probably 10 major problems facing the Middle East, and Israel doesn't have anything to do with any of them. Just about every month since then in the Middle East session, I have spoken about something other than Israel. I can't say that we've solved the problem, but I can say that several other countries have followed our lead. What used to be a monthly Israel bashing session now at least has more balance. But we're never going to put up with bullying. There's one more principle I knew before I arrived at the UN. Like most Americans, I knew what the capital of Israel was. To be more clear, I knew that Jerusalem was, is, and will always be the capital of Israel. This was not something that was created by the location of an embassy. This is not something that was created by an American decision. America did not make Jerusalem Israel's capital. What President Trump did, to his great credit, was recognize a reality that American presidents had denied for too long. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. That's a fact. And President Trump had the courage to recognize that fact when others would not. Sometime in the future, the day will come when the whole world recognizes that fact. In the meantime, I hope to be there and join our great ambassador, David Friedman. on the day when we open our brand new American embassy in Jerusalem. You know, our embassy decision caused a little bit of a stir at the United Nations. In the Security Council, almost exactly 1 year after the United States shamefully abstained when the Council attacked Israel with Resolution 2334, I had the great honor of casting my first American veto. When I was governor, I used my veto power dozens of times. At the UN, I never got to do it until the Jerusalem vote. I gotta say, it felt pretty good. The next week, the Jerusalem issue was brought before the UN General Assembly. We lost that vote. But to many people's surprise, 65 countries refused to go against us. In the long history of UN's mistreatment of Israel, that's quite a record. And we're not forgetting that vote. Like I said at that time, on that vote, we were taking names. Last week, I took a trip to Guatemala and Honduras. And I thank them both for voting with us. God bless Guatemala. They even joined us in moving their embassy to Jerusalem. And President Trump and I are pushing to draw a closer connection between U.S. foreign aid and how countries vote at the UN. UN votes should never be the only factor in our foreign aid decisions. We have many interests that go beyond the UN, but they should be one of the factors, and we are determined to start making that connection. Some people accuse us of favoritism towards Israel. First of all, there's nothing wrong with showing favoritism toward an ally. That's what being an ally is all about. But this is really not about favoritism. In all that we're doing, whether it's the embassy decision, or UNESCO, or what we're doing with UNRWA, don't even get me started on that one. Our approach on Israel is tied together by one major idea. The idea that runs through all of it is the simple concept that Israel must be treated like any other normal country. We will continue to demand that Israel not be treated like some sort of temporary provisional entity. It cannot be the case that only one country in the world doesn't get to choose its capital city. It cannot be the case that the UN Human Rights Council has a standing agenda item for only one country. It cannot be the case that only one set of refugees throughout the world is counted in a way that causes the number to grow forever. It cannot be the case that in an organization with 193 countries, the United Nations spends half of its time attacking only one country. We will not accept it any longer. And you know what? That demand is actually a demand for peace. The UN's bias against Israel has long undermined peace by encouraging an illusion that Israel will just simply go away. Israel's not going away. When the world recognizes that, then peace becomes possible. It becomes possible because all sides will be dealing with realities, not fantasies. And when we deal with realities, then reasonable negotiated compromises can prevail over absolutist demands. Thank you so much for the support that you have continued to show me. The power of their voices for good causes. That's what APAC's all about. It's been great being with all of you. God bless you. Thank you very much.
This is so important. What a speech. And we appreciate Nikki Haley.
Oh, yes.
But we want to hear from you. We want to hear about what do you think is happening at the United Nations and how we can support Israel and America and put an end to all this bullying.
And how do you feel about Nikki Haley, right?
Yeah, we want to know. Talk to us. Put a comment below. Email us, because together we're learning out loud, but we need to be supportive of the people that are standing for America and are supporting for Israel.
This is so important for us to be able to show what's really going on in the world. There is good news. I mean, God's mighty hand is moving across the nations right
now. Yes, He is.
It's just so powerful, you know, what He's doing. And we're watching the United Nations get shifted around, you know, by the president, President Donald Trump, and U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley, and seeing what's taking place. It's just
in
powerful.
In previous years, you would think nothing could have been done.
Well, it makes you want to ask the question, don't it? Like, what have you been
doing?
What were you doing? And we have been talking about that again. And if you miss Youssef's, you've got to see, I got to go. We've got to
Green Prince.
Yeah. So we want to hear your thoughts below. Comment, write to us. We'd love to hear from you. This is us together doing this. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I just thank you for our community. Right now, you would just touch this lady right now that has a headache, Father God, something going on in her head. You would just heal her, Father God. We just speak healing over our community. God, we just pray for encouragement, inspiration, Lord God. And we just decree right now by faith, God, that abortion has ended in America. We decree by faith, Lord, that a revival is here. And we decree by faith into the heavenlies that the third great awakening is here in Jesus' name. God bless you. Don't forget, you can find out more about us at vfnkb.com. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at vfntv.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at vfntv.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.